Around 5 o'clock Thursday night during rush hour, both lanes of 224 headed out of Park City and into Kimball Junction were filled with cars lined up bumper to bumper. The backup went as far as the White Barn. The culprit was a traffic signal outage at Ute Boulevard. The next morning, traffic was backed up in the other direction from Kimball Junction to Canyons Resort, thanks to a traffic signal outage at Canyons Resort Drive. The Utah Department of Transportation is responsible for those signals. Region 2 Communications Manager Tim Beery says a new system is causing the problems.
We have had quite a few issues with the signals this week in Park City. We're implementing a city project to install traffic signal priority and emergency vehicle preemption on the state signals.
He said the new adaptive system has worked in other locations in the state.
It's a system that is supposed to be responsive to traffic patterns as opposed to just being a binary system with lights turning on and off at different times. It's based on speeds approaching the lights and different things, and it's supposed to react in real time to traffic conditions to change the timing of signals and that type of thing as cars are coming through.
However, the Park City system has some bugs.
They've had some issues programming it, and we think we fixed most of them. We've got technicians out there right now, and we're troubleshooting it. We had some issues this morning, and we're working on those, but we have a few ideas to reduce the impact of flashing signals, and we're really hoping to get it minimized before the beginning of Sundance next week.
Lieutenant Andrew Wright with the Summit County Sheriff's Office says his agency doesn't get involved when traffic signals go out.
The reason why we or other agencies don't get involved with actually trying to regulate the traffic is because it causes more problems for us. It's unsafe for the officer to be out there in the middle of the intersection trying to get the attention of all the drivers. So just like you would always do, you treat a stoplight outage as a four-way stop and give the right of way to the next lane or direction of traffic.
Wright adds that officers can access what he calls the brains of the stoplight and override its operations.
If we put it into manual mode, there's a little remote that we can hold on to and cycle those traffic lights and keep them on green or red as long as we need to try to deal with the traffic. However, if we do that, then we're creating more problems further down the road on 224.
Wright says an example of when they would override a traffic signal is when there was an evacuation due to a natural disaster. In the meantime, the traffic calamity on 224 could continue, at least for a little while, according to Barry.
They may see some issues in the short term. We're hopefully getting through those, and we've got some things figured out today and throughout the week, and fingers crossed we'll have this all resolved very soon.
Barry says drivers can follow UDOT Traffic on Twitter or download the UDOT Traffic app on their smartphones for traffic advisories. And, of course, KPCW will bring you traffic alerts as soon as we get them. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.